In this special mini-series, The 12 Days of Stressmas, we're helping you to get ready for a calm Christmas alongside your canine, so there can be less woofs and more wags this festive season. Join Caroline next for today's quick tip to help your dog move calmly through the next few weeks.
I wanted to talk today a little bit about how we can best introduce visiting humans and dogs, no matter whether you're visiting someone else's home or they're visiting you, to make sure that we can have those most harmonious of relationships that we can have over this festive season. So one thing we can do in advance is to make sure that we've got some management in place, just in case things go a little bit wrong. And this is kind of a little bit like mimicking the subdivide tip that Linda shared with you yesterday. This is where we can use things like stair gates or even doors to close off separate spaces so that if any dogs aren't feeling so good about the humans, or perhaps two different family set of dogs aren't feeling so great about each other, we can give some space between them really simply just by closing that up. What we should also do is make sure for particularly any visiting humans is that we have a list of do's and don'ts pinned to the fridge. This especially should highlight what food is okay or not for your dogs, because that's something that is a big topic at this time of year, where we have things that could be dangerous for our dogs, such as cooked bones or perhaps raisins in some of the Christmas cake. And also prepping things that can really help to entertain your dogs during this time can be useful to give everyone a little bit of distraction or space from each other. So prep chews, snuffle mats. If you're excited and want to get into this even more, have a look up at Free Work, which is by the wonderful Sarah Fisher, which is kind of like a doggy obstacle course. And no doubt we'll talk about that in another future podcast in a bit more detail. But all of these sort of activities where it helps to reduce stress for our dogs, because licking, chewing and sniffing are all great to create happy hormones and reduce some of the stress that our dogs might be feeling. Not only do they help do that, but they also give our dogs something to keep themselves busy so that we can create that space and separation. I also think it's really worthwhile sending messages in advance to tell the humans how to behave, of course, in a very polite way. And I find in a group chat, if you have that set up, is even better, because then you know everybody knows that each other have seen that information and they're much more likely to keep each other accountable to it. So it might be the fact that you're saying, please don't give my dog attention when they jump up at me when I arrive at the home. Or it might be saying, please don't tell my dog off. If you feel that they've done something, speak to me first and I will deal with the behaviour. Because not everybody is going to be as dog friendly as you are, and they may not treat your dog in the same way that you would want them to. And one thing that can help on that even further is to give the human something to do, not give them something not to do. So if we say to them, please throw some treats onto the floor that I will have left by the front door when you arrive, that is giving your human visitors an action job, an action they can do that means they're interacting with your dog, but in a way that you are happy with. Whereas if you say to them, don't let my dog jump up at you, or don't say hello to my dog when they jump up at you, then it means that they are probably going to ignore that, because we're telling them not to do something. So empowering humans to interact with your dog in the right way is probably the best way to do it. And then in terms of our dog visitors, whether that be your dogs visiting someone else's home or your other dogs visiting your home where your resident dog lives, we want to introduce them first in neutral space. So we want to make sure that that is outside of the home environment. It's fine if you're all going to a holiday home together, but if you are going to be going to one of those individual dogs' home, they might find it more tricky to be introduced indoors. So take a walk as soon as visitors arrive, or meet them up the street and walk with one of the humans back to the home with the dog, and the others can continue the car's journey down the road. And also make sure you're creating lots of space for those dogs to be able to rest, because if they get on too well, if they have too much fun together, then they may not be able to switch off. And so by creating different rest spaces that different humans can go and share with those dogs at different times of the day, it means that they've got a chance to kind of rest and calm down after all the excitement of all that play that might be going on. So thinking about prepping in advance, letting everybody know what you want in terms of their interactions with your dog, and also making sure that individual dogs' needs are being met are my tips for today.